We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, this is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How you doing today?
Good. It's a nice sunny day here in Ohio. How's it look over there?
A little gloomy doomy, but that's okay. Yeah, we had a good day yesterday, so. Yeah, the sun's coming. The sun's coming. I looked at forecasts, and it looks like it's going to start to get a little warmer out, so it's awesome.
Yes, we're excited. I've seen a couple of my friends post on Facebook. They're opening their pools, and of course, their little ones don't mind the 60-degree water. They're jumping in. I would not be doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. The lake is pretty cold right now. I don't think I would be taking a dive into the water.
No. So today's topic is kind of along the lines of this, but we thought we would talk about the summer and what we're excited about or what we have planned. And I found this quote and it says summer. It says friends, sun, sand, and sea. That sounds like a summer to me.
Oh, I like it.
I like that. Yeah, I thought that was cute.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I am looking forward to the summer here. Things are lightening up as far as COVID, which, you know, one day we won't have to say that, which I will be thrilled about. So it's going to be good, a little bit more, I don't know, let's be real. We hang around the same group of people, so it's not like we're hanging around huge groups anyway. Sure. So nothing's really changed for us, to tell you the truth.
Right.
I will be honest with you. So it's life as usual. Really excited because I planted some herbs yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I got some thyme, oregano, rosemary, parsley, some basil. We got some peppers out there, and I want to get some more herbs because you know how good herbs are for your immune system.
Right. And you love to cook, so I'm sure you'd be whipping up lots of recipes.
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually have them right outside the patio door. I go out there with scissors and I just clip what I need and I cook with it. It's great. And it's like, wow, you know, I'm using what I'm growing. It's something to be said for that.
Oh yeah. Like when we had the girls grew tomatoes from seeds of another tomato and they were just like so proud of it. And then that's what we used all summer. It's just a neat thing.
It is. I think I may do some lettuce too. I love the way lettuce grows, and then you clip it off from the top, and it keeps on growing, and it's kind of cool. Everyone could do this. You know, instead of going to the stores, plant your own herbs, plant your own lettuce. I mean, my grandmother used to do it. She used to have a huge garden, zucchini and lettuce and romaine and peppers and all kind of stuff. And she used to go out there and you know, clip it or pull it or what have you, and we'd have a huge salad.
Oh, so, gosh. Right,
it's all the stuff she grew.
And it tastes so good when it's fresh. It's just, there's nothing like it.
No, it does. I mean, just think about when we get it from the grocery store, it's not so fresh.
Right.
It's fresh to us. It's as fresh as it could be, but it's probably weeks and weeks old.
Right.
Here, we're just kind of getting it from our own backyard. So everyone get up and plant a garden out there.
So what else do you have planned for the summer? Are you doing any travel? I know you just got back from Florida. Are you doing anything, any hobbies that you're, what are you doing?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. So may go back to Florida again with Adeline. We may go to Universal Studios.
Okay.
May go back to Mackinac.
Make an
annual trip.
Nice.
That would be kind of fun. So that would be in probably July. Other than that, I don't have too much going on. Just enjoying the weekends on the boat, out with friends, nice weather. Hopefully it's going to be a nice summer. Last year it was real nice. Do you remember last year?
It was a really nice summer, yes.
Yeah, in fact, by the end of the summer, we almost couldn't get the boat off the lift.
Oh.
We were going to go for one more ride. We couldn't get the boat off the lift. That's how low the water was.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
So now we've had good, pretty good rain so far. So
good. I was going to say we've had a lot of rain so far here. I mean, not that I'm a weather expert, but it seems like it's been raining a lot. So.
Yeah, it has. It's good. It's good. It's good for the grass. Everything's green. Everything looks great. All the leaves are back on the trees. It looks really nice out. What's going on with you?
I'm looking out my windows, and it's exactly right. All the flowers are bloomed. It's so green. I love it. This summer, let's see. This would typically be the week that I would actually be at the beach. We go to Holden Beach with family, and it always kind of sets our summer off. We are in the pool. We get our tans. We have family time, but we did not do that this year. It wasn't planned because we're going to do a different family trip, which got canceled because of COVID. So I was kind of, some pictures were actually popping up as memories in Facebook, and I was like, oh gosh, that's where I should be. And I'm not. So that's a little bittersweet because I love traveling and I love being at the beach. But the girls are super excited because they're going to swim this year. We had not done swim team last year because of COVID, and we've chosen to let them do that this year. So Charlie's 7, Claire's 5. So Claire is excited to be on swim team for the first time. And Charlie, this is like her passion. She's a fish. She wants to swim. She wants to compete. She's said that since she was like 4. So she's so excited.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, maybe they'll have a little race against each other.
It'll be funny. Charlie's very competitive and Claire's very laissez-faire about everything. So it'll be interesting to see if she gets a little competitive, you know, ness to her racing her sister or even other kids. I don't foresee that happening, but she could surprise me.
Usually what happens, the non-competitive kid beats the competitive kid. You know?
Yeah, that's funny. I would never say this where they could actually hear me, but the little one I think is actually going to be faster just watching her in the water, and the bigger one's going to have to try, you know, work really hard at it, which is just funny how that works out.
Yep.
But we'll see.
Remember those days we always used to take, you know, tennis lessons together and swimming lessons together and always used to compete against each other. But we're a pretty competitive family as well. Maybe not so much now that we're older, but we were when we were younger. That's for sure.
That's funny. Yeah, I have the one sister, and she's more competitive than I. I mean, I see where my younger daughter gets her competitiveness from, probably her mom. But yeah, Charlie, the older one, she's just like a shark. She just wants to win. It's fun to watch. But so we have that going on, and that'll start soon. And we're redoing our deck. We were painting yesterday, so hopefully it'll be done soon and we can enjoy, you know, some nice dinners out on the deck and stuff like that.
Good. How does the summer affect your asthma?
Extreme temperatures get me on either side. So the cold is really rough and hot is too. So if it's a really hot, humid day, I will struggle. I will definitely struggle. Humidity. So like indoor swimming pools or after the kids take a hot shower and there's humidity in the air, that's rough. You know, the heat also is rough. I would say it's the least of the two. Cold gets me a lot worse than the heat does, but I still have to be careful.
Yeah, I don't know how you can hang out in is it indoor swimming or outdoor?
This will all be outdoor. The indoor swimming pools. Yeah, the indoor, when Charlie did winter competition, that was tough. I mean, I can't even handle it.
The chlorine and it. No, I can't even handle that.
Right.
Yeah.
So the outdoor, I mean, we don't typically get that hot here. I don't know. I mean, some summers we do, but the last couple, it wasn't so hot, but I did fine, and hopefully that'll be, you know, the case. I pre-medicate before going to swim meets, things like that, but because I know that there'll probably be an issue, so I just have to be kind of prepared.
We'll just have to put you in a bubble and roll you around.
Yes, that would work. And then, you know, for us, COVID is a little different than for you. How we went about it. So we've been more secluded, and Chuck and I are vaccinated. So we're really awesome. You know, we feel really great about that. And obviously restrictions are lifting. Vaccinated people can pretty much go on with their life, but I've got the little ones running around.
Which is crazy. I had that. Everyone vaccinated doesn't have to wear a mask, and those that aren't vaccinated need to wear a mask. So let's just show the world who's vaccinated and who's not. I mean, let's just call everyone out.
I know.
It's all BS.
It's a very sensitive topic. My friends and I were even having that conversation. It's unfortunately very polarized, you know, and I think a lot of people are on one end of the spectrum or the other, and it's political, it's personal, it's a tough topic. And we were on a call with my friends, and we're like, it's not even comfortable to ask if you've been vaccinated, because it's just a weird thing. So I have found out that, of course, my three closest girlfriends that live nearby are all vaccinated, but it's like we didn't want to ask each other because it's such, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's such a personal thing. But so I'm just waiting. Honestly, my big thing before we hit the ground running is getting the kids vaccinated. When that happens, we're going to be, for me, it's going to be awesome, and we'll just be good to go. But until then, we're staying really careful. Obviously, swim will be around people. There are measures in place, and it's outside. So, you know, that is a risk, but we're going to let them do it just because they have to do something. You know, they're kids. They've been home for the last year with no activities. We're ready to let them get involved and see their friends a little bit.
That's good. Yeah, the summer for me with MS is real. If it gets really, really hot, I tend to wilt. So, and I can't wear a hat.
Oh, okay.
When it's hot out. I just get so fatigued when I wear a hat when it's hot out. So I try not to do that. And I have a great baseball hat collection, which I can't wear, which saddens me. You know, I want to try some different things, maybe some kayaking this summer. I don't know. I've never been kayaking. We have a kayak, so I'm going to try it. I don't know how it's going to be, but I'm willing to give that a whirl. A friend of mine just got a kayak, so it'd be fun to just go around and kayak, and I'd like to play some more pickleball. Yeah, so.
I had a feeling you would say that since you've just recently, you know, started that. I have a question though. Why does the hat matter?
Yeah, you know, it just keeps the heat in.
Sure. Okay, got it.
So my head, like when I get to a certain point where I'm too hot, I cannot cool myself down.
Okay, got it.
It just gets hotter and hotter. It's just weird, very strange.
Okay.
And it takes a toll on me.
Got it.
Yeah. That winter too does too, like for me as well.
So the extreme temperatures are rough with your MS as well.
Yep.
And then your biggest side effect of that is fatigue.
Yes.
It is. Okay. Wow. I never even would have thought that. That's kind of, I mean, we obviously have that in common with our conditions, but I never would have thought.
I will say fatigue is the worst with me with MS. That's the one symptom I have. I'm going to knock on wood right now because I don't want any symptoms. Yes. That is a pretty consistent one, is fatigue.
Yeah. We, you know, I've obviously, our listeners will know a couple podcasts ago, I was explaining how sick I've been. And it is crazy how my stamina is like gone. Like I have to just really build up again. I mean, just doing the little things now that my asthma's under control and this vocal cord thing is better, I still am so darn tired. And that's the fatigue. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, you just have to think. I mean, breathing is a vital part of living. So you know, when you're down and not, I mean, how long were you sick for? Almost a whole month, right?
Really, really sick for a whole month. Symptoms for about, I mean, I'm on week 10 now, and I'm still having some symptoms.
Yeah, I just think about that, what kind of toll that's taken on you. And just
and the medication, you know, the medication side effects and coming off of stuff. Yeah. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just wiped. But it's coming back slowly but surely.
And laying around is harder than doing things.
Yes.
When you're not used to just laying around doing nothing, like when I was off the 7 weeks, just laying around, I mean, it almost makes it worse.
I agree. Absolutely.
With being lethargic, you know?
It's easy not to do when you're not doing, and especially if you can't do. So it's been really tough, but we're getting there, and summer's here, and my parents do have a pool, so I'm excited to get in the pool, and I'll probably be there a lot. That's a great exercise for asthma and inflammation, and I just love being in the water and in the sun, so that's going to be fun for us, too.
Oh, that's good. A little vitamin D, little activity.
Exactly.
There you go. You can't ask for more.
Nope. That's going to that'll be my highlight, I'm sure, with not having travel. Just chilling out on our back deck, swimming at mom's, enjoying the kids, watching them race and practice and learn to swim better. And that'll probably be it. That'll be my summer. But it sounds
like a good summer to me.
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the weather getting nicer. I love wearing sweatshirts, but I'm still looking forward to the weather being nicer and grilling out. I love to grill out, love to, you know, just have fun outside and just enjoy the greenery and just the weather. Last year we had some movie time outside. I have a movie screen, that inflatable.
Oh, fun.
That's one thing you guys need to get.
An inflatable, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you get an inflatable movie screen. I have a mini projector, but whatever. They don't cost that much. And you can have movie night outside.
How fun.
They would love that. Okay? It takes seconds to blow that thing up in the backyard.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes.
That's neat. Oh, that is something, yes, my kids would enjoy. My thing is, it gets dark really late, so it'd have to be dark to do the movie.
I know.
And then the summer, that's late. Okay, not that we just go to bed early around here, but not that we couldn't like have a fun.
Well, you could
stay
even
up
put
late.
A sheet on your garage door.
Yeah, and do
and
it.
Have
that's
movie
cool.
Night.
That's fun. We definitely. I need to add that to our fun to do type things. That would be neat.
You know, you grill out, you have, you know, your family over, what have you. Mm-hmm. And so we did last year, we had a couple movies out in the back, which was fun because last year it was a little bit more COVID-y.
Right.
Is that the word?
It can be a word.
And so we all kind of stuck together, but it was great. We had fun doing that.
No, that's really neat. Yes, we have our small group of people that we're hanging out with now, too. So that'd be something fun to do with everyone.
All right. So this is good. Little summer activity going on. I don't know. What do you think?
I think summer's not my favorite time of year.
Really?
But it's not.
By saying that.
Well, I like it in doses. Like Tressa knows I love to travel and I like to travel to beaches and warm places and then, you know, come back home. But so by the time summer is over here, like I'm ready for it to be over. I love the fall. I mean, I just love when it starts to get cool. But I like the summer's good for as long as it lasts. And then I'm ready for fall by the time it's over. But no, we typically, you know, we have a really good, you know, fun outdoors, lots of pool time in the summer. So I do look forward to it every year. Well, I think this is a good time to wrap up and hopefully everyone's planning out some, you know, fun summer activities and looking forward to it. And thanks for listening in today.
Don't forget to get some sun, plant some herbs, go swimming, show a movie in your backyard and get out there and be with your family and friends and enjoy every moment of it. Don't forget to be you. Thanks, everyone.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.